The ordinance itself basically outlines the process and the approvals that the developer applicant would have to go through. And then it also makes sure that there's some kind of development standards around it. So things like making sure that the barrier between the PUD and whatever, if it's adjacent to residential, that there's a, you know, either 25-foot setback or physical, like, landscaping barrier to separate the different zoning types.